So now, if you've got a question like, say, 1 or 2 years of tamoxifen versus nothing, or, you know, can we do a bit better than CMF chemotherapy by giving, say, CAF? The answer is actually yes. But the differences aren't big. And so if you do get several trials addressing such a question, some will get results that are a bit too good to be true, and they'll be the ones invited to congresses. Some will get results that are totally unpromising, that look as though it's no use at all. And so they'll be regarded as boring and a failure. But actually, it's the average of all of them. And the ones that are too good to be true and the ones that are too bad to be true contribute to that average in proportion to the numbers they randomize. It's actually the numbers that you randomize that address an interesting question. That's your contribution, not the result of your particular trial. Then when you put it all, so we need all the trials. We need that for two reasons. First, to get big numbers, and to avoid undue emphasis on particular studies. And this is what's been achieved. Last time round with the EBCTCG, after about 5 years of incredibly difficult and sometimes very aggressive efforts to sort out collaboration, it's getting worse too, because all the legal departments in these distant hospitals have to work with the legal department at Oxford about allowing the transfer of data and who's going to destroy it in how many years' time. But we finished up with more than 99% of all the women randomized in the relevant chemo trials, more than 99% of those in the relevant endocrine trials, and more than 99% of those in the relevant radiotherapy trials. So doctors do collaborate, but it just takes time. And it's not the world's most important thing, but it's